Chaos Runner.
Main menu. Chaos Runner, Chaos Runner. Start game.
Please note, you can always skip this upcoming cutscene by pressing the Enter key. However, we recommend listening to this if it's your first time entering this environment.
Hey there, stranger. First of all, I should introduce myself, probably. This is Andy, and you are now in Andy's house. Quite random, right? Well, let's get to the point. First things first, which you will encounter very often, are pits. Well, the floor here, as you can see, is not very usual, and it can crack at any time, and when it does, a pit will spawn in the place where this thing cracks. And your job is, of course, to avoid it at all cost. Yeah, these things right there are Perkins Brailers. Yes, they're just usual lovely Brailers, except not, because as soon as you get close to them, they will crush you. So beware. Leave them alone. Don't disturb them. Oh, and there's a really strange looking shelf right there at that corner. Yeah, that is a bookshelf, but it's not a usual one. It's a walking bookshelf, and you have guessed it. It could kill you. Not right away. You might just want to sort of mess with it and discover what it does. I also forgot to warn you that there might be some blades here. Because I'm a guy who loves launching random blades at random things, so you might find what I call the cursed blades. These are things that I was trying to experiment with, but they escaped my control, and now they're launching around on their own and doing their thing. Also, I've put three clones of myself here. There's Reader Andy, which will read peacefully. He sounds a little strange, yes, I know. But don't get close to him at all costs, otherwise he's going to throw a book right at you and it will cause a big damage. Second version, or second clone, is this weirdo, who's just a very introverted version of myself, who just smashes his keyboard keys all day long, and as soon as you disturb his peace, he will throw the keyboard right at you, and that will also harm you quite badly.
Ha!
And this third one is just another side of my personality. This is Andy the Craftsman. Yes, Andy the Craftsman, he will launch a hammer at you if you disturb his peace or try to ruin his masterpieces that he's trying to create.
Ha!
Other than this, well, there's a visitor of ours who was somehow stuck here, and now... he's just roaming around and throwing random braille slates at anything that he sees.
Another important object are doors. They're the main transport in this strange place. Except there's a little twist to them. What you need to do is when you get close to a door, you have to jump on the platform that's right around it. As soon as you jump onto the platform, you will be in a still standing position, which means you won't be able to move backward or forward. The door will open and close randomly. And according to its movement, you have to jump right when it opens and go through it. To leave this miserable, chaotic place, you have to collect the letters of one of the two following words, either the word Andy,
A-N-D-Y,
or Chaos,
C-H-A-O-S.
The letters have to be collected in right order. If you mess up, one of the letters that you collected will explode and launch you in the air. This means instant death for you.
I'm sure you're familiar with the game controls, and I don't need to make a whole tutorial. I think I've clarified everything that needs to be clarified. I will leave you to your own chaotic journey. Peace!
Whee!
You ended up with 12 plants. Better luck next time. Make a new. Unsafe, protect, reaper v7.05, evaluation license, stain.